the book Hebrews, part 205. I'm Professor Anders Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, especially the book Israel's Rapture, which was part of my doctoral degree, which I turned into a book form, there's information there that you will read that you never even heard of. Please contact me at my WhatsApp number, international plus 27 0722 367 124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you're so very, very welcome. Please go to part one, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. Also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notification of all the other studies which we are currently busy with. Please send this link to your friends and family, those that you love. Make sure you at least have a 1611 King James Bible or a restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, pen and paper ready to make your notes. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Anders. Hallelujah. What a wonderful occasion. We worship and we praise Yahweh. Now, we are busy with the book Hebrews, chapter 10, but we are busy with a side scripture, side-filling scripture, 1 Corinthians 15:54. So when this incorruptible shall have put on corruption, and this mortal have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. I said yesterday morning when we ended, death were not swallowed up in victory as per se. Why? Because in a great tribulation, many people is going to die. At the battle of Armageddon, many people is going to die. Millions on millions and millions of people. So death is swallowed up in victory for the bride. The bride has sidestepped death, being changed from earthly into heavenly, from mortal body to immortality, from a fleshly body into a spiritual body. How nice is that? For the bride, death is swallowed up in victory, but for the ungodly, death remains. Now verse 55 says, O death, where is thy sting? For the ungodly, it's remaining. See, this we never picked up. The church never taught us this. This is revelation word. O death, where is thy sting? Death is only for the bride. Only the bride can shout out, death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Why? Because the grave, the maggots and the worms is not going to see my flesh the moment that I'm changed. The moment that the coming, the parousia of Yahushua has occurred on the end of Revelation 3 verse 22, the end of the age of grace. Immediately will start the great tribulation. O death, why, where is thy sting? O grave, there, where is thy victory? You have no hold. Now, we know that this can't happen right now. The coming of Yahushua cannot occur. Not the rapture. Rapture is for Israel. The Arpachu. We are the coming, the parousia is for the bride. So, it cannot happen now. The rapture is not for us. It's for Israel. Even the coming cannot happen for us now. The parousia. Why? Because the final covenant has not been signed. They just signed a covenant, President Donald Trump and Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu just signed a peace covenant of 7 years. It's big news on the moment. But it's not the right covenant. There's got to be a committee with Tony Blair, Great Britain's former Prime Minister, that's going to administrate this peace covenant for 7 years. Now the whole world is shouting, this is the final covenant according to Daniel 9:27. It's not, it's a lie. Satan has caught the people with a second lie. We just had now the 23-24 rapture that was supposed to happen with Danny Botha in South Africa and all the other guys that promoted it, especially the Hebrew people, the Orthodox Hebrew people. You're quiet, you just disappear like mist before the sun. Where was the seven trumpets blown in heaven? Did the rapture occur? Nothing has happened. You know why? Because you guys can't read what the word says will happen. There must be the final week, the 70 weeks of Daniel must be concluded in the final week. And that is in my book about the revelation of the book Revelation. It's a thick 800 page book, A4. Big thick, we even bind it in two books. It's too thick for one book. You must get that book. There's 45 years of my life. I'm 75 years this year, next year, if Father will. And 45 years of my life is in that book. Come on. Come on. There must be a final covenant made not by Donald Trump and Netanyahu, Israel's Prime Minister. It must be made by the Roman Catholic Pope and the nation of Israel. In this covenant that they just formed on the 6th of October, it was signed, it was there, it's on internet. Everybody is shouting, you must count 7 years now. And the Antichrist will reveal himself in this time. And the mark of the beast is going to be enforced upon the people. There's so much church dogma and rubbish being taught about this signing of the covenant now. There was other covenants with President Bush, the grandfather, the father of America. He signed a covenant with Israel. Then it was his son Bush who was the president of America. It was Obama. There was Yasser Arafat, the PLO leader. Now Donald Trump. They all signed peace covenants with Israel, and every time everybody is shouting, this is the final peace covenant, and all these years I've been saying it's not according to the scripture, the final covenant. Now they say the prince of darkness has signed. The prince of darkness is not the Antichrist. You see, the people does not understand the figurative speech, especially in the book of Daniel and the book of Revelation. Because when Yahweh speaks to Daniel in Revelation 12. Go read Revelation 12 verse 1 to 13. Then in verse 5 and verse 7 he says to him, seal this word up till the end of time. Says unto the angel Michael, seal us up. Many shall seek to the truth, but they will not understand. Why? Because it's sealed. Then in Revelation 22 verse 10, the angel asked Yahweh, must he seal the word of the book of Revelation? And Yahweh said, don't seal the word, because it is we are in the end time. Don't seal it. We're living in the end time. And I read my Bible and it says that Yahweh reveals himself, especially about the eschatology. He reveals himself to whom he will. Not theology, eschatology. Eschatology is all about the end time. Book of Revelation, Antichrist system, New World Order, One Money System, Microchip Implant, and. All the things that's happening around the world right now. This is my speciality. I'm studying it in research, and that's why I'm a professor in eschatology. And now I'm studying this and doing research in the last 58 years. And that's why I have 23 books which is mostly Afrikaans books. I think there's 4 or 5 English books. If Father Terry is to come in the process of writing more English books, but because I was preaching to the Afrikaans people, my nation, my tongue that I'm familiar with. That's why sometimes in the English I'm looking for a word or a translation for a word, and sometimes I'm thinking of the course translating it quickly into English. But we try to do what we can, as good as we can, for the kingdom of Yahweh, not by ourselves. Now it says, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? And like I say, the sting of death is still there after the bride has been taken out. And the graves will continue for the next 7 years and 105 days after the bride has been taken out. It says in 56, the sting of death is sin. So sin makes people die. And the strength of sin is the law. And that's why the law was broken. With 613 laws of Moses was broken in Hebrews 7 verse 18. Because of the unprofitableness of it. It lost its power. There it is. A sting. I say the sting of death is sin. If you sin, you're going to die. And the strength of sin is the law. 613 laws of Moses. But thanks to Yahweh Almighty, which gives us the victory through Yahushua. Hallelujah. But thanks to Yahweh Almighty, I'm so glad. He's our Father. And He's revealed His scripture unto us in this 21st century, in 2025, to read the scripture and to understand that there's still certain processes that has come to fulfillment before the coming of Yahushua can occur. Yes, I can die now. I can have a heart attack right now and I can die. But that's not the coming as such. As per se. Yes, He comes for me, but He's not a parousia in Greek. I will live out of this body. My body will be buried and it will become corrupted. Worms will eat it. But my soul will be in paradise, in third heaven, awaiting the coming of Yahushua for His bride. And then when that happened, which we are talking about here right now, the parousia, the coming of the bride, for the bride of Yahushua, when the trumpet will sound, not the trumpet, when Yahweh will call His bride from this earth, only the bride, not all people, not all people, the other people will remain on earth in their normal form. They will just find that certain people is gone. People who were bride of Yahushua, they have been changed, they have been drawn away into heaven. And we have sidestepped death then, because we are in heaven. Now if we are good enough to sidestep death through the grace of Yahushua, and we live into heaven, for what reason must we appear as bride before a white throne judgment or any throne of judgment before we can be allowed into heaven? See, that's the church that makes this type of statements. TV preachers, we all will appear before the white throne judgment. Sorry, you may, I'm not going to. I'm bride, I'm expecting to be drawn away. And once you are drawn away, you are holy enough to be drawn away from earthly into a heavenly body. For what reason must I stand before a white throne judgment to receive whether it's good or bad? There's no bad. It's either death or eternal life. That's what it is. And the moment that we are drawn away, death has no domain over us. We're living from this earth into heaven. But thanks to Yahweh Almighty, which gives us the bride of Yahushua, the victory through Yahushua, our Redeemer and our Savior. Hallelujah. Now it says in verse 58, therefore my beloved brethren, and I want to say sisters as well, because in this modern age, since 2000 years ago, when Yahushua had announced and the demolishing of the circumcision through his blood, he says those that repent and are baptized, immersed in the name of Yahushua, Galatians 3:26-29, there's one, no Jew, no Gentile, Greek, no slave, man or woman, man or woman, but you are all in one, and becoming heirs of fathers Abraham's promises, those who was immersed. So it's not only men, it's women as well. Therefore, my beloved brethren and sisters, be ye steadfast today. He's speaking to us today. See, be steadfast. Unremovable. Let them say that the covenant has been signed every time we showed them wrong according to the revelation word of Yahweh Elohim. Be ye steadfast, unremovable, always abiding in the word of Yahushua. Hallelujah. Always abiding in the work of Yahushua. We must be busy winning souls. That's our purpose in life, is to preach and teach the gospel of salvation through the redemption blood of Yahushua unto a lost world. That's why I spent hours and hours and hours in these days and preaching the gospel and teaching the gospel in English and in Afrikaans to the nations. Because throughout the nations there's Afrikaans speaking people as well. 3 times more as which is in South Africa. Therefore, my beloved brethren and sisters, be ye steadfast, unremovable. We do not be removed by any wind of change. Always abounding in the work of Yahweh El Elohim. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in Yahweh your Elohim. Hallelujah. We do not labor in vain. We are striving towards the goal like an athlete standing on the podium receiving the victory's prize, being number one. Now we've covered quite a bit of scripture in this week involving around 1 Corinthians 15. From 50, I think verse 50 up to 58. And I trust that this scripture has been opened unto you. That which was sealed, that which was unknown, is opened in such a way that nobody can ever close it again. Let's be the best we can be this weekend. Preach the gospel, teach the gospel, live the gospel like a full-blooded Yahweh. Till Monday, if his Father's will, Maranatha, Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.